You know, D'Amico always says swarm.
What we're looking for is players, right, who are looking to swarm.
The swarm mindset, that whole mentality.
Right, we want players to have a special work ethic and a relentless mindset in everything that they do. Everything that they do.
Who's in?
This is a special group of men. Believe it.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Texans Circle of Swarm.
All right, we do it every week. The Circle of Swarm. The Circle of Swarm, it is me and Seth. We're picking three guys.
Yeah.
That epitomize over the course of A, the season, mm-hmm. B, the last game or two, and C, looking forward slightly, that embody the special work ethic and relentless mindset that comes with Swarm. Who's been swarming lately, man, and who's going to swarm and needs to swarm this weekend? There can only be six. This is not a circle of trust that can include everybody. This is an
exclusive
group.
There'll be good football
group.
Players left out of the circle of Swarm. An elite unit.
There will be. Now, I think the only rule we have with the Circle of Swarm right now, and it's unwritten, but it's understood, there will be no offensive linemen in this Circle of Swarm until they get their act together. None.
Even if one
is playing well, they're being dragged down by the group.
People made some compelling arguments for Blake Fisher a couple times, just him coming in and playing well in relief. Okay. So there's an avenue for Blake Fisher to do it. The other guys have had too much bad film for them to erase it in one game.
That's fair.
So, right, yeah.
I'd like
Laremy Tunsil. I mean, I'm going into like, okay, can you not get embarrassed by the rookie edge rusher for the Colts this week the way you were on a rep the other game?
Yeah.
I talked a lot of smack on behalf of Laremy Tunsil going into week one. And then
against Latu,
against Leatu Latu, and then Leatu Latu had his way with Laremy Tunsil on her. It was just one rep, but still, shouldn't have happened.
Should not have happened. Would you like to go first?
No, it's your turn to go.
It's my turn to go first. All right, I'm going to go with Neville Hewitt this week.
You bastard! That was my first choice.
Neville Hewitt.
Oh, you're a dirty dog.
Neville Hewitt. That means we're on the same page. Neville Hewitt led the team in tackles last week. Interception, tipped another pass late in the game. I almost think even for Circle of Swarm, you actually get bonus points for the suplex that he administered on that guy, even though it was a 15-yard penalty. The penalty is not good, but the mentality of suplexing a human being on a football field, that actually buys you bonus points in the Circle of Swarm.
There's a swarminess about that,
there
Sean.
Is,
and
yes.
I'm going to go back to freestyle wrestling rules. If that was a high amplitude throw, which is a suplex, they call it in real wrestling. Mm-hmm. The key is you can't slam the guy. Right. You got to let him go or bring him to the and he did. So the ball carrier didn't actually get slammed to the turf on that one.
Right.
If those officials had any gonads to them, they would have recognized that and not flagged him for it.
Yep.
So Neville Hewitt, I will rubber stamp that. That was I will confirm your selection.
Okay,
there.
Sounds
we
good.
We don't have to debate this in the Senate, okay?
That's okay.
He belongs in the Circle of Swarm.
Good deal.
All right.
Who do you got?
I'm guessing the only other offensive player that's going to make the Circle of Swarm this week, unless you throw me a curveball or I'm forgetting something, is Joe Mixon.
Oh, my God. No, yeah. I have Mixon's on me. Yeah, no, he's the only offensive guy I've got on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Text in if we're forgetting anybody that had a good offensive performance last week.
Yes.
But I don't think we are.
No. I mean, well, inherently.
You didn't have a single receiver get 30 yards, more than 30 yards.
Yeah, what are we
receiving.
Doing? Cave Stover gets one for a 17-yard catch? No.
Like, it was nice that Xavier Hutchinson made that clutch throw on, or clutch reception on
that
the sideline, but it was one play, you know?
It was one play, yeah. No, Mixon's an easy one for me, and I hope he has another big game this weekend. All right, so Neville Hewitt, Joe Mixon. I'm going to go with Will Anderson as a swarmy player. This had another sack, very active on defense. Will Anderson is coming into his own right now as an elite rusher off the edge. That's an easy one for me.
And I think doing it somewhat under the radar, except also getting better and better with each successive week, I think getting more comfortable in the system, mm-hmm. is Danielle Hunter. So I'll take Danielle Hunter.
He's on my list.
Yeah. Yep. So I think those two were a huge factor in that game last week, with or without the sacks.
Yes.
A lot of Jordan Love throwing typical classic Jordan Love type throws, many of which ended in interceptions. Mm-hmm. That was a result of the pass rush. So,
They are PFF is what it is. We know that.
Yeah.
The warning label that comes with Pro Football Focus, that these scores are not always entirely accurate. But you know how they do. They rate, you know, on edge defenders, there's 120 of them around the league that have a score right now. Danielle Hunter is 15th and Will Anderson is 17th in the league right now. Yeah, they're both in the top 15-ish percent in the league right now.
Having two is like, without getting too worked up over, well, they should be top 10 or this, that, or the other. I don't worry too much about that. Having bookends that are both really solid, and I think both those guys have been getting steadily more effective as the year has gone on. I feel comfortable with that.
You can tell I just renewed my subscription to PFF yesterday because I brought it up twice on the show now. I promise not to be annoying about this. But I there was part of me, I'm like, as I'm looking at some of the scores, because it's the first chance I've had to look at the scores all year.
Yeah.
Because you have to be a subscriber to get the PFF player grades. I was like, man, I hope Danielle Hunter is pretty high up here, because I know the stats haven't necessarily been there for him.
Yeah.
You know, he's got 3.5 sacks, I think, which is good. I mean, it's okay. He's on pace for 9 or 10 sacks this year. He's getting paid for more than 9 or 10. But I was glad that the PFF folks were seeing what I've been seeing, which is, okay, the guy is very active. He just hasn't brought the quarterback to the ground a ton yet this year.
Well, if you want to go by pass rush grades, I think he's higher than that. He's about the same there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I think that, both those guys, and I think another part of it is that they've faced really mobile quarterbacks, and there's a lot of times where they've done a good job flushing those guys, but not necessarily getting them on the ground, but just containing them with their legs, forcing bad throws out of the pocket.
Yeah.
That's part of it that guys don't always get credit for. So neither here nor there. I'm very happy with both those guys.
Oh, yeah, I am too. That's been a real bright spot for the team this year, for sure. All right, so this is my last one. We've got Neville. I've picked Neville Hewitt and Will Anderson. You have picked Joe Mixon and Danielle Hunter. All good picks. Mm-hmm. I am going to go with Tim Settle.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a good circle. That's along the lines of Neville Hewitt.
Yeah.
He's stepping in, and I don't know exactly what he is as a, how am I going to grade him at the end of the year? I don't know, but in being asked to step in, they've been a real bright spot. And Tim Settle just keeps showing up at the quarterback.
Showing up. Yeah, that's the thing, man. Tim Settle is showing up, and that's what you got to do to get into the Circle of Swarm. So I've got Tim Settle as my last pick for the Circle of Swarm this week.
I think a guy that's probably been underrepresented on the Circle of Swarm this year and yet is doing a really good job. I've got reservations just in terms of some of like what this guy is going to be able to do against elite wide receiving cores, but Jalen Petrie.
Because
Jalen Petrie, too, on that Neville Hewitt interception, Jalen Petrie deked Jordan Love. He fooled him. This is exactly, I was watching or reading Dick LeBeau, a couple Dick LeBeau quotes about one of the reasons they were able to do so much back in Pittsburgh. And it was because of Troy Polamalu and his versatility and his ability to blitz, but then also play deep, to play in the, like, to do all these different things. And Jalen Petrie has that versatility to him.
Yeah.
And I think he's really coming into his own in understanding the NFL game and knowing when and where you can disguise, when you can take chances, all of that stuff. Based on the season in its entirety, Jalen Petrie belongs probably there more often than we've had him in the circle.
I think that's a great observation, both season-wise and on last week's game. I had the only other name I had on my list, I had all the same ones you did, was Kalen Bullock.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it was between Bullock and Petrie for me, so you and I are kind of on the same page there. Well, good then. I'm glad I picked Settle, because I don't know if Settle would have... I'm glad Settle made it in there.
I feel like only one of Settle or Hewitt should have made it, though. Of course, this is about Swarm. This is as much about mindset and everything else as it is
anything.
They're
pretty swarmy guys, man. Yeah.
They're swarmy guys. Yeah, this is why the Circle of Swarm is hard.
It is, man.
There's going to be deserving guys who are left out.
There's controversy, you know?
But if there's one thing about a Circle of Swarm, you know what? Yeah, Kalen Bullock easily could have been in the Circle of Swarm.
Yeah.
But as a guy that could have been in the Circle of Swarm, this will make him hungrier to get back into
Without
the circle.
Without a shadow of a doubt. No question. Mm-hmm. One of y'all, this is a text message. One of y'all better put Kaimi in there. Kaimi's made it a couple times this year.
Yeah.
And he was good again this week. I mean, honestly, the one special teams guy I thought about this, Tommy Townsend finally had a really good consistent game. Frank Ross talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know Tommy's been, you know, Tommy, he, I think they've heard some of the noise about Tommy Townsend's inconsistency outside of the building from people like us. But you, boy, you better be a really good punter if you're going to get into the circle of swarm.
Kaimi's going to be a really good candidate for the final end of year circle of swarm.
Yes,
but last week there wasn't that big moment or that like crazy 59 yard field goal or what have you. Especially the week he made it the week after.
The Buffalo
Which game was it where Laramie had knocked it back into a 59-yard field goal?
That was back in week two, I think, against the Bears. Yeah.
Kaimi Fairbairn is perpetually in the pool of probably could make it, but it just last week wasn't the type of week.
No, I didn't think about that. Someone says, what? No Mechie in the circle of swarm for all the Mechie boys out there? I don't know if this person's being sarcastic or not. I am super surprised still by how many people are wondering why John Mechie isn't playing more.
Right, I guess, I don't know, maybe partly to blame for that is we were excited about seeing John Mechie early in camp look like a new and improved version of John Mechie.
Yeah.
And that was all true, but then as camp wore on, you could see, all right, man, he's a lot of drops. It wasn't getting open in the preseason games early on, and then he got better as camp went on.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like I thought it was pretty clear by the end of camp that the coaches could just trust Xavier Hutchinson more than they can John Mechie at this point.
Yes.
So it shouldn't be a surprise that I think there's upside to John Mechie. If the Texans were to trade away a wide receiver right now, I think it would be more likely Robert Woods than John Mechie because of the future upside of John Mechie. But I just think he's still not quite there yet.
Yep, I would agree. 713-572-4610. So our circle of swarm for this week, Neville Hewitt, Will Anderson, Joe Mixon, Danielle Hunter, Tim Settle, Jalen Petrie. Feel good about that.
Kalen Bullock, the one that we probably feel the worst about leaving out.
There's always going to be also receiving votes, though, on any poll. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's never going to be perfect, man.
Who's behind Kalen Bullock in terms of having received votes?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, because offense was such a null swarm set this weekend. Like, it was Joe Mixon and nobody else deserving out there.
Well,
the
you know what?
Side.
Hanson could have made
Hanson,
it based
yes.
on the same things that we talked about with Tim Settle and Neville Hewitt.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Hanson would have been a decent candidate for sure.
That might be his only opportunity to get into the circle of swarm.
Well, you know, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. You
okay.
Know? Again, he's going to get another opportunity this weekend, it would appear, if Henry Toa Toa doesn't come back to practice today. So this lights a fire under Jake Hansen, you know?
Jake Hansen, I could see Jake Hansen chasing down Anthony Richardson on the sideline a couple times when
that
he tries
be,
to run.
Oh, yeah.
Turn like what could be a 20-yard run into a 5-yard run.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll gladly give him a lot of credit for a couple of plays like that next week.
That would be swarmy AF, man, if he did that, for sure. Hey, let's give away some tickets to the Cougs and the Utes this weekend over at TDCU Stadium. 713-572-4610. Caller number 5 is going to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston take on Utah this weekend. That is a Big 12 game. 2 years ago, this would have been, or 3 years ago, would have been an AAC versus a Pac-12 game. Not in this brave new world. This is a conference game, a clash, if you will. 713-572-4610. Caller number 5, going to win a 4-pack of tickets to get out there. If you miss out, and this is the last chance to win. So if you don't win here, you can go to uhcougars.com/home to secure your seats. 4 tickets and a parking pass for $70. uhcougars.com/home to get your tickets. Up next, CJ wants the media to be positive. We will compare and contrast to a former Texans head coach who twice in one press conference asked the media to do the same thing. The annoyance scale of begging for positivity. We will compare and contrast CJ Stroud and a former Texans head coach. That is next.